Good morning.
Good morning.
So, did anyone ever feel a feeling of regret once upon a time? Most of us have. If you didn't, you're probably not human. This feeling of regret, sometimes it could pull us down. It can drag us. Maybe we shouldn't have bought that extra roll of sushi yesterday. You didn't finish it anyway. Maybe you shouldn't be such a big Yankee fan. They're not doing that well. Well, at least better than the Mets. So, what do you do when you have these feelings of regret? So, it's interesting to note that the word tircha, if you look at it, and you switch the oisyos, if you look at the word charata and you switch around the oisyos, it brings you to the word tircha. Tircha means pain, trouble. It's painful. It's troubling for a person when he has charata, when he has regret. It can take a toll on a person. But I would like to propose a different way of looking at this, a different perspective, perhaps. The Rambam, interestingly, says in Hilchos Tshuva that there are three steps to tshuva. The first step is to have charata, regret. After that is vidui, you have to confess what you did wrong. And finally, there is a kabbalah lahava. You have to take on yourself a commitment going forward to change. So with this, I would like to propose that charata is not just a bad feeling that pulls you down. Charata is in fact a catalyst for better change, a catalyst to do better, and in fact it's an integral part of the tshuva process. That's what charata really is. It's not there to drag you down. There's a famous saying, an old saying, someone once said, the only true regret is the one that you didn't learn from. That is what regret is really about. It is something which doesn't drag you down, but it's something which brings you up. Over here, in Yeshiva Ar Shlomo, we don't get dragged down by these feelings of regret. We get brought up. We go higher and higher, and we use that as a catalyst to become better people in the future. Have a great day.